Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley, designed to inform you on how to go green, live green, and save green. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, as we once again get around the table and start talking about, a lot of things. But today we're going to talk a little bit about energy efficiency. We're going to talk about longevity. We're going to talk about spring moving into summer and how all that affects your home comfort level when it comes to the heating and cooling industry. But we also want to thank Evergreen Credit Union. Naturally, a better financial who sponsors Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight each and every week. Today, drawing the short straw for Blackhawk Heating is Dan Fox, the service manager. Hey, Dan, good seeing you.
Morning, Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and it's not that it's not nice having Jim here. Jim Hawk, a lot of time is here, but it's always nice seeing a different face from Blackhawk. We've had Rick in here before, and now you. So. Service manager, how long you been doing that?
I've been with the company about 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I started out, I think there were four or five of us on payroll, and it's taken off from there. Here we are 20 years later, and I think there's 40 of us.
40?
Yeah.
40 service managers, service people.
Service and installers.
And installers.
And we do have the electrical company on board now as well.
Yeah, so. We had Joel on a few while ago talking about that. So that's something else that you guys cover now.
It certainly is.
Wow. Talk about 20 years in the industry and a lot of people who've been around for 20 years, they go, well, you know, I don't know. I think kind of the heating and cooling business is 20 years, not much has changed, right? I would think that is totally wrong, your business.
It's completely wrong.
Yeah.
Everything has changed from the efficiency of the units, from the furnaces to the air conditioners to indoor air quality. Everything has changed. Years ago, I grew up without air conditioning. And now, honestly, Bill, people would rather, I think, be without a furnace than they would an air conditioner up here
That's
in Wisconsin.
Right. That's right.
It's gotten that way.
What happened to the days just open up the windows and take off the covers?
That's right. You put a box fan in the window and call it good, or you go sleep in the basement. That's what we did.
Now, it must be like when we were talking about the change of season here, when the first humid, hot period of time, do you... And I mean this nicely. Do you dread that because of the phone calls you're going to get, or you go, "All right, we're ready for the season"?
We do dread it. It's a good thing, but it's a bad thing because what happens is a lot of times it forces people to make quick decisions, and we don't like to do that. We'd much rather in a timely manner, starting now. People think because it's 37 degrees outside today that they shouldn't be thinking about the air conditioner, and you really should, because if we can do it in a timely manner, that allows our customers to figure out their wants and needs versus being put on the spot. Once it's 90 degrees and it breaks, then everybody's running around, and
that's a good point.
We have to make quicker decisions.
Yeah. What would you, having been in the business for so long, what do you or what would you recommend to people about the air conditioning? Because you're right, we don't think about that in May and even June about doing it, and then all of a sudden there's that quick decision. Is there something that they can do now to start to prepare to see if the air conditioning is okay?
You can certainly cycle it on for a couple minutes, but the best thing to do is give us a call, let us come on out and evaluate it, let you know if it's going to be running at its peak performance. If not, we can certainly fine-tune it in a way that fits your needs and also helps out with some indoor air quality issues on top of that.
I'm going to talk about air quality in a second, but when, you know, I think the cooling side of things is a little more difficult for the consumer to determine if you need a new one, because the heating, the furnace here in Wisconsin, we run that. We know we're going to run that. But in the summer, it might be 3 weeks. It might be 2 months. You don't know. So how long is too long for an air conditioner to go before you need replacement? And I don't know if there's an answer to that. Maybe you have one.
Everybody's needs, every individual is a little bit different. For some people, a day is too long. Mm-hmm. Some people can't live without air conditioning. They can't stand the humidity. So those are the ones we really want you to call ahead of time so that we can get in there in a timely manner and adjust and fix any issues that are going to arise.
Can you determine, though, when an air conditioner is on its last leg?
There are signs that we can see that will the percentages increase when certain issues with an air conditioner, noises, compressor noises, doesn't cool very good, icing up on the coil downstairs. You see a lot of water downstairs, things like that, rust. There are a lot of different signs that do arise once we take a look at it and get in there that we can help the customer make a conscious decision.
Dan Fox with us, service manager over at Black Hawk Heating. The number to call is 757-9990. That's 757-9990. So this is kind of your pre-season, so to speak, of what's going on. But you and I would imagine from a time standpoint, you've got the time to take the care, to take the time to go into an air conditioning unit and look at it as opposed to one of those emergency calls. Not that you don't take the time, but you've got so many calls when that humidity hits and people are going crazy. Now would be a great time to call you because you guys can really go through every aspect of a system, I would imagine.
It's the perfect time, Bill, because that's exactly right. It does give us the time right now that the customer needs that we can go over the system with them and they can make a better decision, because nobody wants to have to make a decision, a very fast decision. Everybody would much rather make a slower, more conscious decision and spend their money best where they need it. Mm-hmm. And by getting in now, not that, again, like you said before, not that we won't give you that time when it does come, but it's a little more relaxed for everybody right now at this point.
Yeah. You mentioned, and I might want to talk about this air quality, because 15 years ago, let's say, I don't even remember hearing the word air quality when it came to heating systems, air conditioning systems, and now it has become a big part of the comfort level of a home.
It's huge. Like you said, when I first started out in the industry, you changed your filter once every couple of months, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way society has evolved with allergies and asthma, everybody wants, they don't want to be sick all the time.
Yeah.
So they want products in their house to go along with their air conditioning, humidification, dehumidification, all those that are going to make their lifestyle that much more comfortable. And not only comfortable, but then it helps inside the home, outside the home, because you feel better about yourself and you feel better in general because of indoor air quality.
How does all that happen when someone, let's say they have, let's take asthma. You have asthma, and I imagine the doctor would say, okay, you need to do this, this, and this. Is that when you come in and you talk to the consumer and say, okay, what's the asthma issue? Do you really get into that even and then recommend the products accordingly? How does that work?
We do, and it's not so much asthma. It's things that trigger asthma.
Okay.
None of us are doctors by all means. Well, we're doctors of heating and cooling and electrical equipment, but we're not doctors per se that can fix asthma, but it's the pollens, it's all that kind of stuff.
So what are they allergic to?
Exactly.
That's the big thing. Oh, okay.
And those are the things that we can help keep out of the house with the air conditioning system, especially in the summertime with dehumidification problems. That all goes hand in hand from an indoor air quality and health.
So let's say someone's allergic to pollen. Let's use for example. What would you do as far as recommendations or addition? Do you add to the furnace unit? Is that how it works? How does all this work? So I'm not Sure, how it works.
We add, there's equipment that we can add to the heating and cooling system that helps remove and eliminate a lot of those materials that are irritating or harmful to individuals that have certain conditions.
So is that a filter system? Is that
it
what
is a filter system,
it's
Bill.
It's a filter system.
There's several kinds. I hate to go into just one in particular because there are many different kinds.
Okay.
We base it on what a customer's needs or complaints, for that matter, are, and that points us in a correct direction that we can help them out with.
Now, in the case of, let's say, you had not had asthma problems, and you found out you did have asthma problems, and call you at Blackhawk, and you come in. Does this mean someone has to buy a whole new system, or is that just your existing system? We will just add this air purifier, or whatever the case may be.
No, you certainly don't need, Bill, to buy an entirely new system. In certain cases, it may be beneficial. But what we do is we can add on to your existing system.
Okay.
And by doing so, we go over everything and how it works, what it's going to help you with, how it's going to help you. And so in some cases, if somebody has a 20- or a 30-year-old system, they may want to choose to update it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it definitely will help with certain areas of that condition that they're having problems with.
You know, I would imagine this time of year, with the buds are popping, and if they haven't yet, they will, and flowers coming and all those kind of things, the pollen is certainly pretty high. Does it get to the point where you go, and I don't know, that's why I'm asking this question, is it just one of those things where you got to deal with it because it's this time of year and it's pollen is high? Or is that when you guys come in and go, no, you don't have to deal with it. We got something for that.
You don't. Customers out there, so many of them have been set in their ways for so long.
Yeah.
Hay fever, you name it. They just, over the years, as we get older, we say, well, we had to deal with it. A kid, as we get older, it gets worse. Let's just deal with it. You don't have to just deal with it. Give us a chance. Let us get in there and give you some different options, because it really is amazing of what these things can do for an individual and help their quality of life. Because we go into so many homes, Bill, that people are just miserable. They're literally miserable, and they've been taught for so many years that just deal with it.
Just deal with it.
Till
yeah.
winter time, and it'll go away again.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's just so many inexpensive, easy things that can be done to remedy that and make your life
awesome.
Better.
I want to pursue that a little bit. Let's take a break. We're talking with Dan Fox here, who is the service manager over at Blackhawk Heating. And again, the number is 757-9990, 757-9990. So if you have an issue, Dan would be the person you'd want to talk to, and hopefully he can remedy that problem. We're going to talk a little bit more in depth about that coming up next after this. Back at Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, Bill Schultz alongside with Dan Fox, who's the service manager at Blackhawk Heating, and we are talking about what to do this time of year, and we were talking at the break about allergies and all those kind of things, and I thought that was just such a great point because, you know, people my age, anyway, kind of look at it and go, it happens every single year. I get this allergy. And then they take medication. They either makes them drowsy or makes them miserable. Yeah, they clear up one symptom but causes other ones. And the options are so numerous now in home comfort, and that's what I'll call it, is home comfort, that unless you look into things like through Black Hawk and through you, Dan, you should at least have that conversation, right?
We should have that conversation. And any one of those conversations, too, if you're leery about it and you just want to set up a maintenance program with us, we'd love to do that. And we can go over all of that kind of stuff, and you're certainly not committed to anything. You can call us out for just any general, myself, my partner, Rick, Joel, any one of us would love to come on out and talk to you about any indoor air quality at any given time.
Yeah. And things have changed so much over the years with that, with the different, you know, I'm no expert on flowers or anything like that, but the pollinization, the cross-pollinization, the different trees that are now here in Wisconsin that maybe weren't there 20, 30 years ago that are causing different symptoms and different things that you maybe had not experienced before and maybe are just putting it on the list and saying, it must be one of these allergies that I don't know. Find out what it is, right?
Exactly.
That's cool.
And people were probably always experiencing them. It's just that society is a little bit different today where people care a little bit more about the way they feel and want to do more things about it, and that's what we're here for. I've been with these guys, with Black Hawk, 20 years, and I can honestly say that I work for owners from Bob all the way down. These guys truly do care about how you feel, and we want to rectify your problems.
Yeah, and I think that speaks loudly for, you know, the way that the whole industry with Black Hawk has grown. I mean, you've seen that need for people to want to get into geothermal with Rick or the service end with you and Joel handling the electrical end and all that. And you go, there's a need there of kind of a company that cares, and that's where Black Hawk comes in.
That's exactly what it is. I, from what I've seen in 20 years, we talk daily about, we at Black Hawk, none of us want to sell you anything you don't want or need. Mm-hmm. We're going to come in, we're going to educate you on the product, the system, and whatever your best needs and interests are, that's what we care about at Black Hawk.
And I think that's a good point to lead into now with the air conditioning season coming up. It would be a great time to call you guys, come in, and check out the system, because you do the full check. Talk a little bit about the check system that you have when you do a service check.
For sure. What we're going to do, especially if it's an older system with the older style refrigerants, which is R22, and to a lot of you people, I understand that you're not, I won't go into the technicalities of that, but we check for leaks, we clean the unit, we want to check airflow, filtration, all those kind of things. We do amp draws on motors, compressors. We take a look at the entire system, the entire picture, the entire house as a whole, and see if there's anything that's going to be wrong. We want to make you aware of it. And from that point, we give the customer an option as to, A, do I fix it? How old is it? Maybe there's something else you want to pursue. We ask the customers all the time, is there anything wrong in the house on your end of it that is going to help us in a direction that's going to benefit you with your system?
Now, when you do that, do you give a physical checklist kind of thing to the consumer? This is what we found. This is what, and is there a priority factor? Is like, oh boy, this needs to be fixed now. This looks like it might be a problem, but we can kind of hold off on that. Is that some of the things you do?
For sure. Bill, we do have that. We do have a checklist. It's a standard checklist that goes down, and from something as simple as a dirty filter to something as major as a compressor failure. And there's a whole lot in between in that within that checklist that we go over with the customer and pinpoint anything in that system that is going to cause that first hot day a customer to be uncomfortable, and that's what we don't want.
You know, we were talking about the allergy situation, and sometimes people just deal with it, and you learn just to deal with it. And I would think also in the home, when it comes to heating, but now we're talking about cooling here, that there are spots in the home that never seem to get cool. You know, it's a hot day, and that upstairs bedroom where my kids sleep, it's never quite cool, and they just deal with it. And from what I'm hearing you say, that's something that a conversation you guys should have with the consumer, or the consumer should have with them.
For sure, Bill, that's huge, because newer equipment, newer cooling equipment does such a magnificent job of pulling the humidity out of the air now, unlike where they used to. The people used to have to crank them down to 60 degrees at night just to be able to sleep. You don't have to do that anymore. You set the humidity that's desired on your thermostat, and it makes your entire living space extremely comfortable. There's a lot of things like that that can be done with new modern equipment. And we would love to be able to get in the house and just talk to you about it. Certainly don't have to be committed to anything, but we can bring it up, and because there are so many more options for customers that are out there other than dealing with it.
You mentioned modern equipment, and one of the things that has been taking over the last 5 to 10 years or so is all these things that are being done mobily through Wi-Fi systems, through your phone, your heating system, your cooling system. You can adjust everything like that. And a lot of the audience that maybe is listening now, they have a phone. They maybe have an app or two, but they're intimidated a little bit by this system that you can control things by your phone for my heating and cooling. Do you have that conversation with a lot of consumers, and how do you get them off the cliff, so to speak?
It's actually evolves quite nicely. There are so many individuals now that, and I use this as an example a lot of times. And I don't mean to get away from the cooling season, but it does all go hand in hand. Snowbirds that head south for the winter, instead of having to have the kids come over and check their furnace to make sure it's heating on every other day to make sure pipes aren't freezing, it's that simple. Just about everybody has internet now, and it's they can hook it all up, control everything from their phones. When they get within a certain area parameter of the home, It turns on automatically. They do some pretty nice things out there for individuals that we thought would never like them, but more and more people love them.
And again, if you have any questions about that, you can call Dan, service manager at Blackhawk Heating, the number 757-9990. I always think when you talk about being away from the home, Dan, I'm always thinking about the people who have that cottage up north. And sometimes you leave, you're packed up, you're going for a week up north, and you go, you know what, I think I left the air conditioning on at, a temperature that we don't need to have right now because no one's in the house. So we got to turn around and go back. We don't need to do that.
You don't need to turn around and go back. You just pull it up on your phone and you turn it off, or turn it, well, in the cooling mode, you would turn it up quite a bit because you still do want to keep that heat. You wouldn't want to turn it off altogether because you do want to still keep some of that
right.
humidity down.
Yeah.
Because that's just not good for a house, having all that humidity. But, Bill, that's exactly right. You don't have to turn around and go back. You pull it up on your phone and you adjust it exactly where you need it. They also, we put in water sensors down by some pumps, you name it.
Cool.
It all picks it up. And if there's an issue, it lets you know before any damage or problems occur with the house, whether it be heating or cooling season.
So let's walk through what's going to happen here. You say, okay, I think it's time to get my air conditioning checked. They call you, 757-9990. How long of a period of time? What's your wait list now? How quickly can you get out there? And how long is the process?
If you call now, the office ladies are wonderful.
They are wonderful. You do have wonderful office ladies.
Great.
I'm telling you.
All the way from Chris on down to Sam, they're all fantastic. And what they're going to do is...
Do they ever have a bad day over there, the office lady? Because it doesn't sound like it on the phone. Every time I call, they're always so pleasant.
Well, they take it out on us. That's how they can get away with doing that.
Perfect.
No, I don't think they ever do have a bad day.
They're just always so cheery.
It's magnificent how well those ladies do in there for us. Now is the best time, again, because they're going to set it up. We're going to come in. It's usually a week or two out. But now if you start to wait till May and June, then it may be a little bit longer.
Okay.
And that's why we really love for people to get on the phones. Get on the phone today and give us a holler and let us get in there and take a look at it. We have equipment. Some companies, some people may say it's a little bit too chilly, but we have devices that actually allow us to completely check your system. If it's not, granted, if it's 20 below zero and snowing, we can't do that.
Yeah.
But on a 40 or a 50 degree day, we do have materials, products that are going to allow us to do a perfect job on your system.
And then how long does the whole check system, how long does that take?
Usually around 2 hours is what we're looking at. On a newer system where you haven't had any problems, maybe a little bit less, but we're still going to go over the entire system and make sure there's no problems, make sure there's nothing that you want or need that we can help you out with. And if not, we're looking at an hour to 2 hours. If it's an older system and you have a lot more questions for us, we're going to take the time to help you with whatever you want or need in the home.
Is your goal, and this might be a tricky question, but is your goal as a service manager to keep that system running, or is your goal to find out when it is time for a new system?
Both.
Okay.
My goal at Blackhawk, and I can honestly say the Hawks family goal all the way down to the newest guy that just started, we want it the most efficient, the most economical, the best indoor air quality that a particular customer wants. So we're going to look, if a customer says, you know what, I don't care, I want this system to run for another 15 years, that's the best interest of that customer, and that's what we're going to do.
The
customer wants more efficient and updated, we have all that information for him as well.
That's perfect. That's well said. Dan Fox, Service Manager at Blackhawk Heating. The number again is 757-9990. Give them a call and get things ready for the hot and humid season that we've been looking forward to. Dan, good seeing you. Thanks. Nice meeting you.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Question Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union. Naturally, a better financial. Listen next week when we spotlight another business and show you ways to go green, live green, and save green. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please contact Bill Schultz at 920-230-0801.